Welcome to the new Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news on the local Colorado economy and initiatives that focus on the development of cybersecurity economics. You don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert to get plugged in. Your host, Chris Gorog, brings it straightforward, asks the tough questions, and brings the cyber world to a level of understanding for everyone. Chris is personable and opens up with our guests on the issues we all would like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join our host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Welcome to today's episode of New Cyber Frontier. On today with this special edition, we're going to be talking about the Dream Big event that's happening at Eads High School in Colorado. And on with us, we have Jay Lindell, who is the Aerospace and Defense Industry Champion for Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade, and Robert Friedel, the Director of Challenger Colorado. Welcome, both of you. Thanks for joining.
Well, Chris, yes, thank you for the invite, and what a great opportunity to talk about Dream Big.
Definitely. And Robert, thank you for joining as well.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah. So this is a very exciting thing because it's for our youth, and we're all, you know, bringing up the young kids into STEM, into technology, into aerospace, and my area, cybersecurity. We're all kind of passionate about that. So tell us, Jay, first, tell us how this event came together, what it's about, and what we'll be seeing from it.
Well, great, yeah. Well, the event started, I must say, about 2 years ago, really, and I was invited to come out to Ovid, Colorado, Revere High School, and then talk about aerospace to the senior junior class. And it was only going to be 20, 30 students, maybe. And so the school started looking at it and go, well, why don't we combine the entire school, grade 7 through 12? And then the school superintendent got involved and said, why don't we bring multiple high schools in? And so this grew, and I said, well, why don't we make this bigger than aerospace? Why don't we make this a STEM promotional and career opportunity event? So it got into a much larger event with nearly 300 students participating, grade 7 through 12, multiple high schools, and it was a huge success on the day. Kids loved it. The faculty loved it, school superintendent, and it resulted in kids getting involved in robotics competitions, other STEM events, and I still get feedback on it today. Well, about a year later, I have an invite from Kiowa County Economic Development Foundation, and I was speaking at an event on an Economic Development Council of Colorado. And there was multiple people who said, hey, you need to do this for Southeast Colorado. And I couldn't refuse. So we found a date that was open that would work. And we put April 27th at Eads High School on the calendar, energized the aerospace network, but much more than just aerospace network in Colorado, put the event together, and it's going to happen, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to really inspire. It's like Dr. Rob Friedel on the line with us, and what he does in energizing the kids, inspiring kids for the future. So this will be an exciting event.
That is really neat. So, Rob, you work with kids a lot too. Tell us about what your passion is with the kids and inspiring them.
Well, Chris, Challenger is all about inspiring kids to STEM careers by doing STEM. So we have, in Colorado Springs, a really cool space simulator where the kids come as a class for a field trip. But that's pretty far for folks out in the rural counties like Eads. And we also then have a program to serve them so that they don't have to have the long bus ride to our simulator. So we do space mission simulators in the classroom, at the school, wherever they are, whether it's in the U.S. or we've done programs around the world. These are called e-missions, and we use just a GoToMeeting kind of platform to deliver these space mission simulations to the classes. The class assembles as a team. They might be an emergency response team dealing with a volcano that's erupting, or they have to support in the high school program a space weather event and protect the astronauts who are on orbit from sun and radiation that's coming from a space weather event. So they work as teams. They have to do calculations. They have to report back to the teacher who's engaged via video conference at our Challenger Center. And they work as a technical team, and they kind of see what life in aerospace might be like if they chose to go that way.
That is really neat. Let's take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
All right, so welcome back, and we're talking today about the Dream Big EADS event with Jay Lindell and Rob from Challenger. So we were talking before the break about, you know, how each of us got involved with this. And Jay, you had mentioned that last year there was an event, and it's bigger than just the Challenger. I know I've been pulled in along with Colorado Technical University to work with the cybersecurity group. And help the kids see what careers are out there in cybersecurity. Jay, tell us about last year's event and what you saw, you know, the big picture, how many players you brought in and what all the kids were involved with.
Yeah, well, this is actually October of 2015 in last year's event. So more than it was a year prior. And it was really rural kids being exposed for things that they might not be exposed to day to day. And technologies of the future is really what we were talking about. And at the time, we had aviation, we had unmanned air systems, we had space and advanced manufacturing, four learning areas and demonstrations. And the learning was focused on applied learning. It was learning by doing, touch, feel, see as much as you can. And the kids were excited about it, and we had a great event. And and additionally, another point on the event was we had offered flight orientation rides sponsored through Wings Air and Space Museum, Wings of the Rockies Air and Space Museum. And through their teacher flight orientation program, they're able to coordinate and fly 21 students who won essay contests at the school on a 20-minute orientation ride in a small aircraft. And so that was exciting for the kids, and a lot of them, the first time in their life that they'd ever flown on an aircraft. And so eventually this has evolved into Dream Big 2, if you will. So Dream Big EADS here coming up in a couple weeks.
And so what are we doing different, new, bigger, better this year versus what you saw the first time? I know a lot of times the first time's a trial run, but what do we have going on this year for the kids?
Well, we started off here last December with a planning meeting. I drove out to EADS, and I was going to meet with the school principal. But it was the entire faculty, school principal, superintendent, county commissioners, county sheriff. And so when I showed up, I go, wow, there's a lot of excitement here in the room. And so in the concept development, they liked what was done at Revere High School in Ovid the year prior, but they wanted to add cybersecurity. So the four learning areas that we had at Ovid are the same with the addition of cybersecurity event. And we start a little earlier, we're going to end just a little later. And we've also put in a 55-minute break in the middle of the day, which we didn't have before, for lunch where kids can walk and talk with the people that are there doing the applied learning, leading the learning teams. A lot of displays will be there from other organizations, nonprofits, universities, business, and there'll be static displays. The National Guard plans to fly in at least one helicopter, have a Humvee. There might be two helicopters there, and really have more time to talk with the people that are out there leading the learning teams. So the other change is we've had a Smarter World Tour project who wanted to be a part of the event, and it is over 100 technology demonstrations. Wow. On the Internet of Things, technology for the future. How does it affect your life today? Where are we going in the future? And this is a 90-foot tractor trailer rig, 15 feet wide. It'll be parked directly in front of the school. So during the day, there will be students scheduled to go through the Smarter World Tour project while they're there. And what a great opportunity. This is a program sponsored by NXP, happened to be available in the western part of the U.S., and be able to make it out to EADS on this day.
Wow. So, I heard, is that the... I heard talk of a lot of robots and things coming out like bomb squad robots, things like that, that the kids will be able to do hands-on experimentation with.
Yes. That'll be part of the unmanned air systems and robotics demonstration. So one major learning area, really when you talk about an unmanned air system, that's just a flying robot. And so they'll either have a chance to attend a session with the robots or go touch and see and maybe possibly fly a UAS if we can fly outside that day if the weather permits. So, yes, the Pueblo Police Department plans to bring a robot out to demonstrate what they use for police activities, I think involved in unidentified objects and so forth that they use to disarm or destroy, if you will, unidentified object that could be an explosive material. So we'll see those robots in action out there during the event.
Yeah. And Robert, what is your piece look like that you're going to be doing for this particular event?
It's a tremendous opportunity for about 60 kids to fly our distance mission. We can't quite fit every child who's at the event on a mission, but when we did this in Ovid a year and a half ago, the kids who flew our distance missions got their special crew T-shirts. And I had a mother call me up after the event, and she said her son was offered a large amount of money on the bus ride home for his crew T-shirt. So they get to see what it's like to work on an aerospace team. And, you know, we take so much for granted in our lives today that comes from space. Primarily things that come out of the GPS system, the global positioning system. Agriculture has tremendous applications. Our smartphone, our ability to swipe and pay at the pump, our credit card payment when we buy gas, all of that is space-based technology. And we're trying to give the kids just an inkling of what it would be like to work in the space industry.
Yeah, and likewise, kind of on my part, working with the cybersecurity team that Jay said we pulled in this year as well, there's so many efforts going on here in Colorado Springs with Governor Hickenlooper's initiative for the National Cybersecurity Center that we're really going to just try to get the kids excited about careers that they could have, where all the need is and what's really developing in our area to build that excitement for that future workforce that we're going to need that you hear so often that they're screaming, we don't have enough, we don't have enough. And here at Colorado Tech, we're trying to train those people and always falling up short, not enough talent. So really that's bringing that in as well to the aerospace and a lot of the things you're doing, Robert, is just amazing for the kids. So Is there anything now that you still need help with, or if somebody listening could get involved with, or needs, or is that pretty much all lined up as to what's going on here now, Jay?
Well, we have a we have a set program in place, Chris. We're at the point where we're organized and we're set to go. But you know, if anybody wants to be a part of it, there's always room for one more. Mm-hmm. And we'll figure out how to integrate, whether it be a display. And I've had many requests just here in the last week since we sent out a press release of how do I get involved. And so that question is, you can be involved. If you have particular expertise, perhaps we can integrate into one of our learning teams. There's also room to be an ambassador during the event, an ambassador on the Smarter World Tour to help, if you will, help the kids stay on time, stay on track, get through their exhibit displays, or if you just want to show up and have a display about technology, your organization, especially if it is a academic institution, and talk about what you do and talk about courses available, talk about careers in the future. And so yes, if anybody would like to be involved, they can contact me, and I'll say there's always room for one more.
Okay. And let's take a break real quick, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes after we hear from our sponsors.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Over 3 million data breaches happen every single day. That's over 2,000 records being compromised every minute. So often, we focus on securing web data access. But what if the attackers are already inside, having gained direct access to your storage through data management software? When it comes to communications that go directly into your storage devices, make SNIA your first line of protection. SNIA's conformance testing limits outdated communications that are known to be used by attackers. It works continuously behind the background to make sure your storage is protected. To find out if your data is truly secure, visit our website at www.snia.org/cybertest.
All right, so welcome back, and we're talking to Jay Lindell and Robert Friedel about the Dream Big EADS event. Before the break, we talked about what's still needed and getting involved, and we'll post some links under the podcast write-up for anybody to get a hold of Economic Development and Jay, get message through to him if you have something you think you can add. So now I'm curious, we're talking about students here, we're talking about minors under 18. What types of concerns do we have that we have to be within due to that nature of just working with kids here?
Well, of course. And so from day one of the planning event, we've actually had the school principal, county sheriff involved. And so there's procedures already in place for the school if there was a natural event that might occur that day. And of course, in that part of Colorado, what if there was a tornado? So we've talked through how do we shelter the kids and so forth, where do we take shelter? And those procedures are already in place. There's the media release that every student attending, because we'll have media with TV cameras, had to have a parental release signed to be able to attend because of the media coverage of the event. So for obviously a minor to be on camera, we had to have a release, and the school has coordinated that. In addition, there'll be some live interviews of STEM organizations. What is going on? Some of the interviews will be with students, so those had to be released by parents for the minors to be able to do the interview, and our media release covers that. And for the flight orientation program, we had to work out for the students flying the liability insurance with the school district, and that has all been coordinated through the Wings of the Rockies Museum, who is conducting the flight orientation through their teacher flight orientation program for the students. So, yes, there is when we're putting on a big event like this, you're exactly right, Chris. There's a lot of under 18, so minors, if you will, considerations on conducting this. And we've all been engaged here for 3+ months on making sure all this is covered. So we're ready to go.
Yeah, and we just wanted to point out to the parents and stuff that we have taken this into consideration. It's a safety first when it comes to our children, and getting them all together in one place like this is definitely something that we didn't take lightly in the planning stage here. So how many schools are we getting students to come to EADS from?
I think there'll be 12 total, Chris.
Okay.
And so these are small rural schools in grades 7 through 12.
And likewise, with the busing, I guess they're all going to be bused in, and the safety involved there is paramount, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. I mean, some of these kids will be on a bus for an hour and a half to get to the event.
Yeah. So if we're looking at this every, I would say we should do this every year, twice a year, different high schools around the state. What's your plans for spinning this into, future, having a whole foundation that says this is what we do in Colorado to build STEM?
Well, you're right, Chris. I've had a lot of requests in the last 2 weeks. Hey, when do we have one across the Colorado? And
I'll volunteer to run the one at Vail, okay?
That's what we need to do next, yeah. Right now, I'd have to take, this is, as you can imagine, to organize it, to do it well, and if we're going to do it, we're going to do it well. You know, it's professionals like Dr. Friedel on the line here who really know how to do this, and that's the level of education professionalism that we want for this event. And we really want the kids to come out inspired for the future in their lives and career opportunities and for STEM. So it does take some thought, time, and planning. And, of course, this is just a side event in my full-time job with economic development for the state of Colorado. So we're happy to do this. It does take time, but we want to do it well. So I haven't really thought about the next one, if you will. We'll wait until we get this one done, but I know with all the requests that, maybe 6 months from now we can figure out to put another one on.
Definitely. Well, I am in for whenever you need to do that. Kind of in closing here, just anything you guys want to get out that you need help from or last minute, hey, here's how you get in contact with us. This is something we might be able to use support on.
Well, for your listeners on the Front Range, I invite them to either visit us in person through part of Challenger Middle School in Pine Creek in Colorado Springs, or they can visit us on the web at challengercolorado.org. Get a lot more information on lots of programs that we offer to K through 12 students.
Okay, anything from economic development there?
And Chris, this is Jay. The tremendous outpouring of volunteerism, of people who want to be engaged, whether they be from business, academic institutions, nonprofits, people like Dr. Friedel who just want to, involve me. It's been tremendous. And so a great credit to the network, the people who want to be involved and who want to do events like this. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to put this together.
All right. And I agree with that. Thanks to everybody that was involved and making this event happen for our next generation, and hopefully get some more of those engineers and technical types out there to get involved with STEM. But thanks for joining today, both of you.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Have a good day.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of New Cyber Frontier. Remember to get involved. Often we think that someone else will handle privacy and security in the virtual world, but you are the only one truly in command of your virtual fate. Join our mailing list so we can keep you informed of breaking news and new releases. If you have an idea, if you have a question that you would like to hear answered, or if you want to get involved with our efforts, reach out to us at newcyberfrontier.com. We also encourage you to visit our sponsors' links, as they are the ones that really make this show possible. I want to thank each of you for supporting the show, and we look forward to seeing you back for the next episode of New Cyber Frontier.
Most of the schools can't afford it. They can't afford the time, and it's so very difficult. You know, Jay and I are both retired Air Force officers. Jay was a general officer, and I retired as a colonel. We both had connections to aviation even from our youth,
mm-hmm.
and we got that inspiration, I think, from people around us flying jet airplanes and getting us involved in various ways. And that spark, that spur that is needed has to come somehow, and we're trying to provide that for kids who are doing important work in rural communities, but not all of them maybe want to stay in agriculture, and they might want to look at different opportunities. So we hope that we can provide that window into their future.
Yeah. And, you know, I was that kid, grew up in a really rural area, and technology wasn't available, and I didn't have anything in school. I went off to the military, like you guys, like yourselves, Navy for me, and that's where I got involved with it.
Yeah, Chris, and a special passion for me about this is I grew up on a farm, dairy farm, in rural Pennsylvania, northwest Pennsylvania, and when I was about 14, I walked into a guidance counselor's office, and there was this full life-size figure of a Marine fighter pilot. He had his helmet in his arm and a flight suit and G suit, foot on a ladder of an F-4, and I looked at that, you know, to a 14-year-old young man. I go, wow, that guy's a stud. The way he looked there, I go, and I asked the guidance counselor, how do I go do that? And informed me about getting a degree and a commission, and how do I do that, ROTC, the academies, and then one thing led to another. So 3 weeks out of high school, at 17 years old, showed up at the Air Force Academy, and I got to live my dream. And so 23 years flying fighters, and I had a great time in the Air Force, loved it, and so it's dream big. And that's the message.
New Cyber Frontier.